C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, November 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For millions of Americans, November means open enrollment for company-provided health insurance when workers choose or change the health benefits package they'll have next year. Now, it can be easy to glaze over the pages and pages of options and just select the same benefits from last year, but this time around, that could be a mistake.
The pandemic, people are still dealing with health issues. You might have hospital bills or needing time off. And there's also the fact that there's just different types of workplace benefits now, too, that you might not be aware of.
That's our personal finance reporter, J.J. McCorvey. Coming up, we'll talk with him about balancing coverage and costs and how open enrollment can help you build long-term savings. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
For many Americans, it's time to select the health benefits you'll get through your employer next year. But as healthcare costs and broader inflation take a bigger bite out of our paychecks, how should we approach picking the right benefits package for 2022? WSJ personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey has been checking in with benefits experts and financial planners about that, and he joins me now. JJ, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So JJ, why should people pay closer attention to benefits options this year?
For one, benefits are being offered more competitively right now. People have called this current period the Great Resignation. A lot of Americans have been resigning from their jobs and looking for better ones, or ones that are more flexible to their needs. And so according to my sources, employers have been more competitive in what they offer their employees to keep that retention. There's other reasons too. Other things at play, obviously, are, you know, the pandemic. People are still dealing with health issues. You might have hospital bills or needing time off. And there's also the fact that there's just different types of workplace benefits now too that you might not be aware of. And so it would not benefit you to look at this as just a regular open enrollment season.
Yeah, I want to get to some of those other types of benefits in a moment. But, you know, medical insurance is the big one, with healthcare costs going up. So how can people balance coverage versus cost?
Yeah, so the financial experts I talked to said to really try to pull in your budget into your benefits. And basically that just means not selecting benefits this open enrollment season in a vacuum, you know, without your budget and medical expenses in mind. A lot of insurance providers offer a medical expense calculator, so you can look at what you spent on medical bills the past year, project what you might spend in the next year, and then calculate that and see, you know, what type of plan is best for you. So you might, for example, if you expect to have more medical procedures or services done in 2022, you might opt for a low deductible plan. And if you're the opposite, where you don't expect to have more medical visits, then you might opt for a high deductible plan and instead pay lower premiums. And that would also qualify you for an HSA, which I know we'll get to shortly.
JJ, you read my mind. That's my next question.
Perfect.
So, you know, health savings accounts or HSAs have become popular. What benefits do they offer and how are they different this year?
Yeah, so employers offer HSAs to employees who pay into, like I said, high deductible plans. But the biggest benefit of HSAs is employees are able to set aside pre-tax dollars to pay for services and prescriptions out of pocket. The government this year raised the cap for how much employees can set aside into this tax-free account. So this year it's $3,650 for individual coverage and $7,300 for family coverage. And again, this money is pre-tax dollars, and it actually grows over time. So you're paying for medical expenses with pre-tax money, which saves you on costs. But also, financial planners look at this as a really potent retirement strategy, because later on down the line, you can withdraw from this account and not pay tax on it or any penalties, you know, in your retirement. So you're essentially reimbursing yourself.
So JJ, aside from medical insurance, what types of new benefits are becoming more common? Can you walk us through some of them?
Sure. So I spoke to Johnny Taylor, who's the president and CEO of the Society for Human Resource Management. They typically go by SHRM for short. And he said that there were a lot of different kinds of insurance and workplace benefits that he was seeing that employees should be on the lookout for this season. A few of those are pet insurance. You know, a lot of people adopted dogs, for example, during the pandemic, and are curious to see if maybe their employer's pet insurance policy might be cheaper than what they currently have. A couple others are financial wellness programs and mental health programs. So Mr. Taylor said that he was seeing more direct professional advice being offered from employers to help employees with their finances. So maybe you have a financial emergency and you might be able to call an 800 number to kind of walk you through the situation when it comes to your money. Some employers are also offering direct financial professional consultations, you know, which is, you know, depending on who you are and whether you've even had a consultation with a financial planner before, could reap a lifetime of savings just in learnings alone. And so these are some of the things that employees are thinking about right now and offering to their workers.
Now, let's say someone and their spouse each have employer-provided health benefits. How should they approach enrollment?
Yeah, so I spoke with an employee benefits consultant, and she said it could be a good idea for you to consider whether your spouse's open enrollment period coincides with yours. If it doesn't, you could sign up for your open enrollment period and then use your spouse's or partner's as an opportunity to cost compare and then choose which plan is best designed for your household. As long as you cancel within the open enrollment period, then you should be good.
And speaking of savings, what about long-term savings? What opportunities does open enrollment offer?
Yeah, so I talked about HSAs as a vehicle for saving for your retirement, right? But there's also, you know, making sure you elect sufficient disability coverage. I talked to Bud Boland, who's a financial planner and wealth advisor at this Atlanta-based firm, and he talked about how long-term disability plans actually allow employees to pay the premium with after-tax dollars, but pay no tax on benefits that are paid out. And obviously that's a huge advantage because you don't have to put those benefits on your filings at the end of the year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., it's been great having you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to be here.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schwiler from the Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.